And this is an important attribute here, okay? Why? Because we want to be able to motivate people to serve God, okay? We want to motivate people to serve God. We want our words to be as goads that motivate them to serve the Lord. And we want to be able to instill faith in that individual to do so, okay? Encourage that person. And a good way to say, a good way to explain this, is that, you know, this is kind of like the gift of confidence, where you're able to instill confidence in another individual, and within reason, by the way, okay? Within reason, which you have to, you know, have wisdom to know, you know, you don't want to just kind of instill confidence in an individual who has, they're not predisposed to play an instrument or something, you know what I mean? You know, you it's like, ah, oh, you know what? Who can I pick without offending someone? Let's see. Who's not offended that they can't play an instrument at all? All right, let's get Maury here. Like Maury, John doesn't do this, but I'm just giving an example. You know, I think you could play the piano. I think you can. In fact, you will play the piano. Those hands are made to play the piano. Black people know how to play piano. I know they can. And you just build up Maury, and you're just like giving him that confidence. And what happens? He tries and just fails miserably, okay? Maury's not offended, I promise you, okay? His wife may be offended. He volunteered. No, I'm just kidding. What I'm saying is that, you know, faith, the gift of faith is the ability to instill confidence in an individual within reason of what they're capable of doing. So the person who has the gift of faith should couple that gift with the gift of wisdom to be able to spot someone who has potential. You understand? Because a person who has potential has the building blocks for whatever task needs to be accomplished. And the person who has the gift of faith is able to instill the confidence in that individual to say, develop that gift, develop that talent, develop those leadership skills, and you can do something with that in the future. But that requires someone with the gift of faith. They're able to basically, you know, instill vision in someone else's life for what could be. Okay, and that is an important thing to do there. Now, it goes on to say, to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now, one thing you notice in this list of gifts that are being mentioned is that there are some that are being mentioned that you would say, well, I thought those are null and void. I thought those don't exist anymore. You got the gifts of healing. You got the gifts of miracles. We see the gifts of being an apostle. What's going on with that? Well, obviously, some of these are null and void. He said, then why are they being mentioned? Well, because it was necessary during that time when it was being written to the Corinthians. For example, we love the Ten Commandments, but we don't keep the Sabbath anymore, right? But it's on the list. But we obviously know, okay, this is one that we don't have to keep because that's already been fulfilled. You understand? Well, in like manner, we could look at a list like this and see the gift of miracles. We can see the gift of being an apostle or a prophet and understand, okay, obviously these gifts they no longer exist. We can basically scratch these off. These aren't what God is referring to for us today in 2021. But I will say this, when it comes to the gift of healing, automatically the thing that comes to mind is, well, you know, the ability to heal a leper, right? Heal someone who's blind, deaf, they're mute, or whatever it may be. That's what comes to mind. But you know, this could also be referring to someone who just understands medicine, right? Amen. You know, someone who has the gift of healing is someone who understands the science of medicine. Amen. Okay, you know, Dr. Rita, for example, she has a thorough understanding of medicine, and I would say that she has the gift of healing because she knows basically all the ins and outs of the medical world. Okay, she's a general practitioner who understands these things. And she can drop that info at the drop of a hat. Amen. And she uses it to be a blessing to people. You know, people consult with her, etc. We have a person like that in the Bible named Luke, right? Luke was the beloved physician who was serving God, but we obviously see that he was an actual doctor. We would say that he had the gift of healing. He just understood medicine the way other people would not be able to understand medicine. You know, some of us is just like, that kind of goes over our heads. We're not really interested in those things. I'm not really, you know, kind of keen to medical terms and all that. Whereas someone like a Dr. Rita, that heightens her senses. That's what she's gifted with, is the ability to understand those things, okay?